always so daunting to be up here. Good morning. I am Polly Daly, and I feel honored to be asked to speak to you today about my path of stewardship. I happen to be a lifelong Episcopalian who grew up in Providence in this very church. But after college, I left the area. I returned many years later in 2008. In between, at first, I did not attend church regularly. Over time, as I moved around the country, I found welcoming Episcopal churches. And as I settled in, I became gradually more intentional about my financial contributions to the church. This happened as my faith deepened and I recognized what my church community meant to me. What is most important to me about being an Episcopalian is that I have a direct relationship with God. Our leaders provide ideas and encouragement, but it is up to me to sort out my faith. I value this direct connection to God because it gives me confidence that even during my greatest challenges and times of discouragement, I am not alone. God stands with me. Many years ago, during a protracted and emotionally difficult divorce, and also a period of very tight personal finances, church was a reliable place of refuge, friendship, and community for me and my children. It was and is a spiritual home, a safe emotional space where I pray for guidance and contemplate my life in a larger context as a child of God. I began to think of taking care of my church as I do my home, sharing responsibility for its operation and upkeep, providing for personnel, and supporting our worthy ministries. Grace Church, as my community of worship, is important to me. That is why I give, and I give with gladness. Talking about money can be awkward for some of us. How much money I give to Grace is determined within the context of my overall charitable giving. There are other organizations I support too. My way to give is to give enough to make a difference. And by that I mean give enough to make a difference to me. I want to notice my gift, to feel it. I think about trade-offs in my spending. Rather than asking myself what I can comfortably afford, I ask myself, what are the things I do or buy in my life that I would be willing to give up in order to support my church? This is how I notice and how I decide. I came to this way of thinking after hearing other people speak about their stewardship. In my previous church, we contemplated the concept of the modern tithe, a tithe being defined as giving 10% of one's income, and the modern tithe as giving half of that to the church with the other half spread elsewhere. No doubt there are many ways to consider one's gifts, and as a fellow parishioner, I hope you will prayerfully do so. For me, having a church to come to supports my faith. Having this beautiful worship space to share with our vibrant and welcoming community supports my faith. Joining with you, who accept me for who I am, You accept me for who I am, and as a community, regardless of our differences, refrain from judging one another. This supports my faith. I am so grateful to be here with all of you. Thanks be to God.